Hello and welcome to another episode of Blue Alpine TV. In today's episode, we'll talk about how the blockchain can influence politics, how the blockchain can influence business, and we'll talk about Bitmain and EOS. So let's jump right into this first news story. We're talking about the canton of Zug in Switzerland. Now, to some of you, this may already be known as the Crypto Valley. As you know, Switzerland wants to kind of position themselves into this hub of cryptocurrencies and blockchain technology. And what actually happened in the last couple of days was quite an interesting news story here. There was a small scale vote, so about 240 people who had access to an online voting system here in Switzerland were able to vote on certain matters using and also answering a certain vote on whether certain things should be displayed on the blockchain. Only 72 people out of those 240 citizens have actually participated in this non-binding trial vote between June 25th and July 1st, so very short time period, very little amount of people, but still quite an interesting thing. It says here the test questionnaire, so there was a questionnaire at the end, asked citizens to vote on both minor municipal matters as well as if they think a blockchain-based EID system, so the EID system is kind of a electronic ID where you are able to vote digitally for especially municipal matters as well as local small votings. Not a lot of people have access to this, and it is currently only available in certain cantons, but this is the backstory. EID system should be used for referendum votes in the future. The Swiss news agency writes that 3 people indicated that it was not easy to vote digitally. 22 people responded that they would use blockchain for tax returns or surveys. 19 responded they would pay parking fees with their digital ID, and 3 said they would use it for borrowing library books. Now, obviously, although a very small number of people, again, already 22 people responded that they would use blockchain for tax returns or surveys. That's really interesting, considering that Switzerland is fairly quick in adopting modern technology. For example, the tax return these days can already be sent in via digital ways, so you don't have to print out a lot of things as you had to do previously. So this is already a huge step forward. Now, how would they use blockchain for tax returns? That's the other question. Maybe in a kind of blockchain system where they can track certain amounts in the past and certain tax returns. So not really sure whether blockchain would be like the perfect solution to this, or whether just database could solve this problem. But still, I think it's a very positive thing to test out these things, to ask people, to get feedback, and depending on those feedback things to actually iterate on top of it. Now, this just shows you that by participating and working with the government and telling them and giving them feedback and telling them your opinion and going to those events, and that you can influence certain parts in your daily life. Now, this might be very specific to Switzerland, but I'm pretty sure that in other places in the world, you will be able to do stuff like this as well. So keep your eyes and ears open when you hear about this stuff happening close by. Now, blockchain can not only influence politics, it can also influence business, obviously. And what is really interesting here, although the headline is a bit of a clickbait headline, it says here, Philippines Bitcoin exchanges outperform traditional finance platforms. So Bitcoin exchanges and cryptocurrency businesses in the Philippines have been outperforming traditional financial platforms in popularity and user activity throughout 2018. Now, what it doesn't say you tell you here in this article, or actually just at the end, is that they are referring specifically to the applications of these crypto exchange platforms compared to, let's say, e-banking, where you wouldn't do it every day, but you would trade cryptocurrency probably a bit more, that the crypto exchanges are more popular. Now, the Cagayan Economic Zone Authority, the CEZA, or the CEZA, an economic zone in the northern part of the Philippines supported by the government, will embrace up to 25 cryptocurrency exchanges with friendly regulations and tax policies. Now, already in the past, the Philippines have been quite open when it comes to cryptocurrency businesses, and they are actually, I think, one of the, says here even, was one of the first authorities to officially recognize digital assets as a form of money and legitimize the cryptocurrency sector. More than 15 months ago, with a forward-thinking approach, the Philippine Central Bank said, while it does not intend to directly endorse Bitcoin or any other digital asset, it will recognize virtual currencies as a means to deliver financial services and payments. So considering that in the Asian market, you specifically only have Singapore that is fairly neutral when it comes to cryptocurrencies, this is a very positive thing coming out of the Philippines. Now, you have different businesses and a lot of like main cryptocurrency businesses starting and popping up in Asia. So this is exactly how you can kind of position yourself as a country to become a hub. Because if you allow these businesses to create their hubs or kind of create headquarters in your country, they will create jobs, they will bring in new people, they will bring in taxes and all of these things. So it kind of makes sense to stay a bit, be reluctant in terms of regulatory measures, but as well not be as harsh when it comes to regulatory things when it comes to cryptos. Now, it says here, with more than 1 million users on its Android application alone, coins.ph also became a top 10 domestic applications in the Philippines, surpassing the growth rate of financial platforms and other fintech applications. Now, again, coins.ph is a specific startup to the Philippines, but they have also launched in Thailand and Malaysia as well, as far as I know, and they have a lot of money backing by Naspers, which is an internet giant based in South Africa. Now, last but not least, another day or another week, another EOS drama. Although it's not really drama, I think it is quite an important news story. So it looks like Bitmain, which is normally the producer of hardware mining equipment for Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies, will become a block producer for the EOS network. So the China-based firm, best known for producing cryptocurrency mining hardware, received a sufficient number of votes to become an active EOS block producer, which allows it to receive compensation for processing transactions and enforcing the network's constitution. Now, this is quite interesting because Bitmain's business is not only mining equipment, they also have this mining pool platforms. They have Antpool and BTC.com, as well as they have led a funding round for Via BTC. So they essentially control three of the biggest pool platforms on the planet. So essentially, when you look here, and for the podcast listeners, we are looking at kind of a split of mining pools. You have BTC.com with 25%, you have Antpool with 15.3%, and Via BTC with 9.9%. So these three are kind of connected, if not directly owned by Bitmain, and this gives them a lot of control. Now, obviously, this is a lot of controversy. But Bitmain has the processing power, so they can do it. And technically, EOS, while still very centralized, votes for block producers with the community. Now, says here, consequently, the elevation of Bitmain to active block producer status is sure to raise some eyebrows. By the time of writing, EOS Antpool had risen to 11th in the voting, where it will earn 835 EOS, which is $7,300 at the current exchange rate per day, or about 2.7 million per year. Now, this sounds like a lot, but keep in mind that Bitmain has brought in over 2.5 billion in revenue, and I think a lot of it is profit, actually. I might be wrong here, but I thought it's 4 billion in revenue and around 2 billion in profit, but I could be wrong. But that's a lot of money. Now, while you might think, well, Bitmain is quite controversial because it controls all the processing power, and EOS is a bit problematic because it's so centralized, keep in mind that cryptocurrency exchange Bitfinex is actually on rank 10. And although Presently ranks first in the blog producer ratings. Oh, I'm sorry, they're even first in the ratings, meaning they're earning over 9,000 bucks per day, which amounts to nearly 3.3 million over the course of a calendar year. So Bitfinex is also in there, and Bitfinex, as you know, also fights with some controversy regarding Tether and all of these things. Now, the EOS experiment, in my opinion, quite interesting. I just believe we have to wait and see what exactly happens with EOS. I always say I'm not for or against EOS. I believe it's a very interesting thing that is going on right now with these controversies and with these drama and all of these things. But I think we are literally seeing an organization in the works, and maybe the end result will be very, very beneficial for all of us. And with that, guys, we're already at the end of today's episode. Make sure to like this video, subscribe to the channel, subscribe to the podcast, join the Telegram channel in the video description below or the podcast description. I will see you on the next one. Take care. Bye-bye.